Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Monday, April 28th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Today marks AT-PAM Appreciation Day. Each year on April 28th, the Broadway, Off-Broadway, and North American theater community salute the Association of Theatrical Press Agents and Managers, representing the many company managers, house managers, and press representatives that keep theater running smoothly. The organization has been around for nearly a century and offers training, mentorship, and education for each member. Many currently running Broadway shows were saluting their house and company managers on their social media pages throughout the day. Breaking casting news this morning, Wayne Brady and Taye Diggs will return to Broadway this summer in Moulin Rouge. Brady assumes the role of Harold Zeidler as Diggs takes on the Duke of Monroth. Both are slated to join the company on July 22nd, with Brady staying until November 9th and Diggs performing through September 28th. Brady is the current host of CBS's Let's Make a Deal and was last seen on Broadway last year in The Wiz. Diggs is best known for originating the role of Benjamin Coffin III in Broadway's Rent and was last on the main stem in 2015 in a revival of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Boy George currently plays Harold Zeidler through May 25th, with Austin Durant scheduled to replace him from May 27th through July 20th. Andy Carl is the current Duke and will depart on July 20th. The current leads of Moulin Rouge are Jordan Fisher and Soleil Pfeiffer, who are both confirmed to be performing through July 20th. Their replacements will be announced later. Moulin Rouge continues at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. Last night, the final two shows of the 2024-25 Broadway season officially opened. The first was Dead Outlaw, the outlandish, macabre true story of Elmer McCurdy, an inept bandit who, after being killed in a shootout, had his corpse mummified and brought to various spots in the United States for six decades. The new musical, which premiered off-Broadway last year to rave reviews, got the same raves uptown. In a critic's pick notice, New York Times chief theater critic Jesse Green called it the surprisingly feel-good musical of the season, if death and deadpan feel good to you. The show is to Broadway what a ghost train is to an amusement park, with screams and laughs, but much better music. Meanwhile, Real Women Have Curves celebrated its opening night. A slice of Latino immigrant life in a small neighborhood in mid-80s Los Angeles, California. The musical is based on Josefina Lopez's 1990 play of the same name, which inspired a 2002 film version. Reviews were mostly positive, including a mildly positive notice from Laura Collins Hughes of the New York Times, calling it a jolt of somber realism in a show that opts to lean in a feel-good direction. She also pointed out the extremely likable cast, a hummable score, and a luscious color palette. Dead Outlaw runs at the Longacre Theater, and Real Women Have Curves plays at the James Earl Jones Theater. And finally today, in Tony Awards news, this year's non-competitive honors for excellence in the theater will be going to PBS's Great Performances, Michael Price, New 42, and the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts. Great Performances showcases live theater, dance, and music on public television, including live captures of various Broadway productions through the years. Price served as the executive director of Goodspeed Musicals in East Haddam, Connecticut from 1968 until 2014. New 42 is a New York City-based nonprofit that dedicates itself to lifelong arts exposure and accessibility. And the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts is the main hub for archival information regarding all facets of the performing arts, including live theater. Also, this afternoon, the Tony Awards Administration Committee met up for the final time this season to determine eligibility for this year's ceremony. Productions discussed today spanned the openings of Good Night and Good Luck and Dead Outlaw. Determinations are announced by the committee if they are different from what is printed on the title page of a show's opening night program. Nominations for the 78th Annual Tony Awards will be announced this Thursday, May 1st, by Wendell Pierce and Sarah Paulson. Cynthia Erivo hosts the ceremony, slated to take place June 8th, from Radio City Music Hall. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.